connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome back to the pod. Appreciate it. Share it. That's important to us. Rate it. That's important to us. Review it. That's important to us. Well, gosh, it's only important to us if you rate it
favorably. Yeah. If you're a one-star kind of person, yeah, you can skip it.
You can do that.
You can skip rating.
Always hit us up on Facebook. Give a comments about what we're yapping about, or just want to say, hey, Matt Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway. This podcast, Squatch is with us as well, a producer. Life's Little Victories. And I am surprised. I don't know. Would you think it's higher or lower? 36% have one or two little victories a week.
Yeah.
Higher or lower, you think, percentage? Do you think you have two?
I think I have at least two.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe our, yeah, I think I do, but maybe our little victory might be low. Like what we consider a little victory. Like
it's little victory. It's a parking space up super close. It's,
yeah, that's on here.
It's, I stop in a thrift store and I find a,
oh, I don't do that.
A flower pot that I really want and the color that I really want. And it's only 99 cents. I mean, these little victories happen.
How about like no one bothers you all day or whatever? Is that a good one?
Or you know, a meeting gets canceled and you're like, wow, I have all this free time that I didn't know I had. Little victories.
The ones they voted for, I'll give you the top five. Five, arriving at a parked or a car parked just as someone is leaving. So you're arriving there, they're backing out, and you're getting a good spot.
It's beautiful.
Number four is winning something on lottery or scratch tickets. I don't do those.
Yeah.
Number three, getting into fresh bedding at the end of the day.
Oh, my goodness. I don't count that as little. That's a big one.
See, here's the problem, though.
I just washed my hair, and the sheets are fresh and crisp. They're percale sheets, and you slide into this. They're so crisp and cool. That's not a little victory. That's a big one. That feels amazing.
Except for the fact that I had to make the bed. Yeah, I had to wash them and put them on. Now, if someone else had secretly come into my house, washed them, and put them on, that would be a great victory. But I don't see it's a victory.
I will say that if I make the bed up and get right in it, the victory isn't as sweet.
Right. It almost has to be kind of a surprise.
If I make the bed up.
Yes, at night. That's what I do at times. Most of the time I do that.
If I make the bed up in the morning, or let's say, I put the sheets in the wash while we're at work, and then I put them on, but then I go to bed hours later.
Yeah.
There's something more special about it after you're removed from the bed-making experience.
It's almost like a surprise, even though you know it's there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But when you put
them
on and you do it, because it's usually late, and you're almost frustrated because you have to put them on.
Sometimes I almost don't want to make the bed up. It's like, oh man, so I forgot that I changed the sheet. It does
not
take
victory,
the victory away.
Not a victory. Number two, finding some money on the street.
Oh, yeah.
$5 or something laying
around. Yeah, that's a big victory.
They said $5. But how often does that have a little victory?
Yeah.
That's a big victory. Five.
That's $5.
Dollar's a little victory.
A quarter is a victory.
That's a victory. Finding money in your somewhere, down in the sofa, in your pocket, in a handbag, whatever.
Yeah.
You didn't know it's there.
Even though that's got to be weird for someone like you who always forgets stuff. I've seen you rejoice about money that you just put in your pocket. Like, oh my gosh, where'd this $10 come from?
I did do that.
Like, literally, I saw a guy hand it to
you. It was 100.
2 minutes ago.
It was $100. Doc gave me $100.
Oh, that's right. It was 100.
Yes. How did I not? Then I reached in my pocket a couple hours, not even that long later, an hour later maybe, and I'm like, I found $100 in my pants pocket.
Where did I even wear these pants? Then I had $100. Oh my God, this is awesome.
So
and Doc was like,
I just gave you
that money for our fantasy football league.
Yes.
And
yes.
You had forgotten, and you were so excited.
I was excited. Also on the list, completing a to-do list item, scratching something off, that is a good one.
Also, like finding something that you thought was gone. Like, have you ever had the joy of hanging on to an earring, hoping that you find its lost friend?
I have not had that.
And
my nipple
then
rings.
You find its lost friend. It's a little victory. Like, there you are.
Yeah.
I don't have to throw your friend away.
No. I don't have, because I don't have earring issues.
Oh.
Does it ever
happen with a sock? Or
a sock is, it doesn't seem like it's so long later that I'm able to. If they're not reunited quickly, they don't end to ever find each other.
Wow.
If you're driving in traffic, you hit all the green lights, they have on the list.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Does that ever happen?
Something, when I was driving Philly back from ball games or whatever, when I lived there.
No, I will say, if I'm very close to being late. Like, yeah. I have timed it so I'm going to arrive exactly on time, and I make all the lights. Woo!
It's fabulous.
Whoa, fabulous. That's a special kind of getting there.
Way down on the list, number 16 is a little, I don't think it's a victory, putting comfortable clothes on at the end of the day. Feels good. Yeah. I don't call it a victory, though.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
a thing that's a
win.
Happens.
Taking off the bra and the shoes, that's special.
When you go to a vending machine, two things fall out instead of the one you paid for.
Oh,
that's a victory.
That's a big victory in my book.
How about parallel parking?
Vending machines are expensive.
Yeah, parallel parking, first attempt.
Oh, yeah.
Big victory.
That's a big victory.
That's big.
That's
huge. You know
huge.
What's big? If people are watching, like there's an outdoor patio or something.
Oh, gosh.
And people are looking at you.
I had this this guy, I'm going to assume, because he got up from where he was sleeping on the bench uptown to direct me. And the more he directed, the more embarrassed I got, yes, and I just wanted to drive away.
I know.
Wanted to drive
away.
And I don't ever want to experience that again. But I did give him a couple of bucks for helping. Yeah.
Well, I did it in front of this, like, you know, outdoor patio of a bar. I knew the people that were there, and but I didn't think they knew me. I didn't know everyone in my car. I tried it a couple times, and I just wasn't focused. They were so I left and drove around and parked in the back. When I walked up, they're like, fabulous parking. Oh, God dang it. Worst.
I don't want anybody to see me.
Yes. Having the exact amount of change to pay for something is a victory.
Oh,
I never pay with cash anymore.
That really, really does it for me.
Oh, look at you getting my heart.
Oh, you're my
getting
goodness.
Reclamped thinking when about it.
It's like
a drive-through, probably.
$1.28, yeah. And immediately I dig in there and I find a quarter and three pennies.
Yeah.
One of those pennies I might have found on the ground. It's like, wow.
Yes, you're digging through.
I'm a winner.
That is
I'm
a good
winning
one.
At life.
This is more of a, you know, Freudenschwein, where you're thinking.
Can I throw in another little victory?
Yeah.
Being the first person with your trash cans in on your little section. That's a little victory for me.
Really?
Like to be the first person, like, yeah.
It's never going to happen.
The garbage guy just came out. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. It used to happen all the time where I'd be like, yeah.
No one else noticed that.
They were 30 seconds ago, they picked up the trash.
That has no bearing.
Now my cans are in the back.
I would still ignore it even if I saw it.
What?
I have no race to be the first one.
Oh.
Jeez.
I need a little win wherever I can get it.
This is kind of bad because you're wishing bad upon other people. But like, let's say you're on a vacation and you're in Charlotte, there is crappy weather. And you're on vacation where there's nice weather.
Oh.
It is a victory, though.
Yes, it is.
It's a victory, like, even if you... I mean, I haven't lived in the North in 21 years, but I still get a kick out of, you know, me having, you know, like, it's, you know, 80 in December,
yep.
And there's 2 feet of snow.
Talk to my cousin in Detroit, like, hey, how's everything going? Yeah. How's the weather up there? And like, oh, we're still waiting for that giant dirty iceberg in the parking lot to melt. Man,
yes.
It's 70 here.
Yes. How about you drop something that's like a glass, but it doesn't break?
Yeah.
Somehow, that is a
good
victory.
That's a little victory.
And, you know, they get getting likes on your social media post. Loading the dishwasher perfectly. That's on there. Nice. Oh, and I just saw this other little victory on the top 20 list or whatever. Is when you see your ex's new flame and they are unattractive.
Oh, woo!
That's
not
one.
A little victory.
That big victory.
You know what? I still feel that one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it deep down inside because I remember it like it was yesterday when you came to the studio after spotting my ex-husband on a date.
Yeah.
And you told me, and I quote, he was out with a woman who looked like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. And I still feel that special good feeling. Jesus is still working on me.
Yeah.
But it felt so good.
Go ahead and Google LaWanda Page, but make sure you get her from the
Don't Google 90s. Her beautiful early years. Google her in her Aunt Esther costume from Sanford and Son, and you'll know why your girl felt amazing.
I also would have I told you my banana theory I've been thinking about for a while?
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
I think that the banana, it's always listed as one of the people's favorite fruits. I just looked at another study. Strawberries first, then bananas, then green grapes. Whatever.
I'm going to go grapes and then banana.
But the only reason I believe that banana is as high as it is because of it has nature's own carrying case. Like, in other words.
You should be a marketer for Chiquita.
I should.
The banana with nature's own carrying case. Like, oh, I don't know, the orange?
Yeah. The orange is still, it still rates high, but again, the orange. But
the
take
orange
a
has its own carrying case. Take, so does the lemon.
But let's put up. Yeah, they're not good. Let's take a blueberry or a pineapple and put it inside a banana peel, and they might jump ahead of banana. I don't think it's based purely on the taste of the banana. I believe it is the whole package. That banana always ends up number one or two on people's favorite fruit.
So you think that, let's say, pineapple would be higher if
yes.
it had nature's own carrying case?
Yes.
Because it does.
No, it doesn't. You can't carry around a big damn... If a pineapple was in a banana peel size thing...
Okay, pineapple's too big, and you need something to open it up.
Yes, okay. You need something to open up.
Okay.
But banana, you just grab
it. I still say the orange is still in the category.
No, but it isn't... Because it's not as good. Flavor-wise, it doesn't rate.
Oh, flavor-wise, it rates?
No.
That's why you have
no.
orange juice and you don't have banana juice.
Orange, but we're only talking straight up. I'm not talking about what they... I'm talking about the product itself.
The product, yeah.
Yeah. The orange never rates. I just looked at the orange is...
I don't know. I don't know what orange people are doing wrong.
It's not even in the top five, the oranges.
And,
it goes strawberry, banana,
give you
green grapes.
Another thing to go along with your nature's carrying case thing,
yeah.
which is... Even though an apple is very easy to carry.
Yeah.
You have to rinse it off first.
Yeah.
Whereas banana, you don't have to. Banana,
and,
you can take it to work. You can take it anywhere. You
right.
pull it out. You don't have to rinse it off.
Like if you carry an apple around, you also don't just like, you shouldn't just like throw it in your car, roll it around on the desk or whatever, right?
Right.
Bananas, see?
Yeah, if I just toss my apple on the desk, I'm going to
wash it off before
I eat it.
And, you know, strawberry, that's kind of a, it doesn't have a case, but even if you, it's just a pain. But I think if strawberry replaced it was inside a banana peel, I think strawberry would
okay,
jump ahead of banana.
Okay, this is where you get weird.
Like, I'm thinking the banana.
This is where you go
you
off
think?
The rails with your
How
sales
How about watermelon?
I mean, it's not portable enough.
I know, but if watermelon were inside a banana peel.
I can't think like that.
Like, so do you, what I'm saying is the flavor.
This we've ventured into pothead talk.
I'm talking about.
Imagine, okay, all right. Imagine if you had. Strawberry inside a banana peel.
Yeah,
no, I can't imagine that.
No, see, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is the banana flavor itself, the taste of the banana doesn't get it to number one. It's all the things around it that jumps it up ahead of everybody.
I mean, yeah, I think it's, we look at the banana holistically. However, the banana flavor is delicious.
But do you think it's
absolutely delicious.
But if blueberries were inside a banana peel.
There's a whole pudding dedicated to banana.
So there's also blueberry
candy
pie.
And gum and banana
there's
flavor.
There's also blueberry.
The banana flavor is popular.
There's also blueberry. If blueberries were in, if you take bananas and making them little tiny balls.
Like I said, banana gets some credit for being so portable.
Because of the packaging.
But the banana flavor can't be dissed.
I'm not saying it's terrible, but I'm saying blueberries.
No, but you're not giving it enough credit.
I'm thinking that blueberries might jump ahead of it.
No,
absolutely not. Or pineapple.
And the thing about blueberries and some of these other fruits is you have a lot of question. Like, I know when my banana gets to a certain point, it's going to be sweet.
Okay.
And some of these other fruits, it's hit or miss. Are these blueberries sweet? Maybe, maybe not. Are these going to be some sweet strawberries? Maybe, maybe not. You know, sometimes it's a toss-up. I always know what I'm going to get with the banana 100% of the time.
Let's take away the banana packaging.
Okay.
And it's just a naked banana sitting there.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want to imagine just an unpeeled
banana
sitting on anything.
Banana. Okay.
No,
so say,
that ruins
okay,
me.
Okay, but
as
you
a
have a bag of bananas without the thing on, without its condom on.
Why do I have a bag? Am I making bread?
Wait, just follow me. And then you have a bag of grapes. Which more are you likely to grab?
I'm going to grab the grapes.
Yes.
Because that's how grapes are meant to be consumed.
What I'm saying, though, if you never knew that bananas had a... I'm saying you like the flavor of grapes more than you like the flavor of banana, right?
No.
Then why wouldn't you grab a bag of banana balls?
Because I don't like to...
But you don't
reach into
that's
a
ridiculous.
Bag of squishy banana.
Well, what's
it's
the difference
a texture
banana
thing.
And grape?
I don't want to touch
so,
that.
So banana.
I like my
wait,
banana.
Wait.
You don't eat banana with your hand.
But that's
you don't eat it with your finger. You
but why
eat
not?
It with, you because it's smushy.
Yeah, but you were just trained
messy.
Like that. Okay,
no,
but
it's smushy and messy.
Okay, frozen banana
grapes
balls.
Grapes are not smushy.
Frozen
and messy.
Banana balls and grapes would be
but
similar.
It's a frozen, that doesn't even exist.
But if it did. Would you go for the banana balls or the grapes?
I'm still going for the grapes.
See, but that's because you're in your head.
No,
you've got this prejudice against a naked banana. You refuse to eat, and it's the same damn thing.
Sir.
It's the same damn thing.
No, it's not.
How about a pineapple?
No.
Naked pineapple or naked banana? So you just will not eat naked banana nowhere?
No.
Oh, how about a fruit salad?
If it's in a fruit salad, yeah.
Okay.
But the only problem with putting it in a fruit salad is it goes brown so quickly.
Okay, let's say it's fresh.
It doesn't look good.
In your fruit salad, are you going banana first, grape first? What are you going for?
Definitely in a fresh fruit salad, banana gets a spot. Absolutely.
But first?
I'm probably going to go with a berry first.
See?
For the color.
So therefore,
for
if
the
a berry
color,
was in a banana.
For the color.
So now we're starting to rate on color
yes.
as opposed to nature's packaging.
Yes.
Okay, so see? You're all over the board. You're all over the board. On what? You're basing things on a taste.
Different rules for different fruits.
Oh, man. You have really blown my
body, my fruit.
I advise people to go home. With your friends.
Just think about, just do some soul searching when it comes to your banana choice.
Make sure you're judging
really,
on the right thing.
You're asking
well,
people
I was
to
actually going
to
say,
do
go
some
home.
Soul searching. Have people sitting there looking at the produce like, man, I don't know how to
don't
feel
judge
right
it.
Now.
Just judge
I don't
the taste
know how
alone.
To feel.
You know what? Or better yet, get
Lord.
A bunch of your friends, eat a bunch of gummies, and discuss this. You'll come up with some better answers, I think. We are glad you're here. We're here and come back again, even though we're weird. Share, rate, comment. And send us your thoughts on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. We will talk soon.